Good morning, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and start. So people who haven't taken a seat yet, if you please could take a seat. We need to begin. We're already a little behind. We've got a pretty tight schedule. I'm Neil Brenner from NYU. I'm one of the co-organizers of this conference. And I'm just going to make a couple of very brief introductory remarks before we turn to the panel. First of all, I just want to reiterate the thanks that Margaret Meyer gave last night to the various funders of this conference. And let me make sure I get this right. So Margaret, correct me if I leave anyone off. The Friends of the Technical University, which sponsored our reception last night. Oh, sorry. Delete that. Thanks, everyone. the Rosa Luxemburg Stiftung, which helped us out. And above all, the German Research Foundation, the Deutsche Forschungsgemeinschaft, which funds the Center for Metropolitan Studies, which is really the foundation of this whole project. And so some of you might know what the Center for Metropolitan Studies is, the Transnationale Graduiertenkolleg, the Transnational Graduate Program. But I want to just say a little bit about it, because it's really important not just to making this conference possible, but I would argue to the whole project of critical urban studies. As most people in this room will know, most to study urban studies in the world today, you've got to study a discipline. So you can do it in sociology or political science or economics and geography, but most of us in this room will know that urban studies as a field has been for a long time, and certainly today is post-disciplinary. So to do it, you really need a post-disciplinary intellectual space, and you need a transnational intellectual space, because all of us working in the field of critical urban studies are trying to deal with not just local and national processes, but global processes. It's very hard to find an intellectual space, whether as a professor someplace, or as an aspiring academic, as a graduate student, in which to do that kind of work. And from my point of view, I've worked with the Center for Metropolitan Studies for a couple of years now, and it's a quite extraordinary project. So it's funded through the German Research Council, and it has a number of different dimensions. The core of it is stipends for PhD students in Germany from all over the world, not just German PhD students, and from multiple disciplines to do PhDs in urban studies, which is a kind of a remarkably cutting-edge way to do it. And the German Research Council, the Deutsche Forschungsgemeinschaft, has funded it. It also has a transnational dimension in the sense that it's a collaborative project between a number of Berlin-based faculty at both the Free University and the Technical University, and a number of New York City-based faculty, which is how I got involved because I'm based at NYU. It now includes faculty at NYU, Columbia, and Fordham. And CUNY. And CUNY? Not yet CUNY. Yeah, there are some CUNY faculty too. So it's a quite heterogeneous group from a lot of different disciplines. The Berlin-based PhD students have the opportunity to spend time in New York. Some of them are studying New York, but the idea is to really create a transnational intellectual space of exchange between Berlin and New York. It also involves New York-based PhD students. In this room, I believe we have several PhD students doing various urban studies projects from New York that have been involved in the Center for Metropolitan Studies Berlin in various ways. And finally, the project has funded some co-teaching arrangements, one of which led directly to this conference. So it permits Berlin-based faculty to come to New York and co-teach a class with New York-based faculty. It also funds New York-based faculty to come to Berlin and co-teach classes here. So the origins of this conference, as Margaret Meyer mentioned last night, lie in a co-teaching that she and myself and Peter Marcuse did in New York City, a course on globalization and urban restructuring, in which Margaret, through the Center for Metropolitan Studies, was able to come to New York for a semester, and we had an extremely interesting dialogue and discussion among ourselves and with our 25, 30 PhD students, which simply would not have been possible without the Center for Metropolitan Studies. So I don't know if Heinz Reif is here, and whether he's here or not. I really want to personally thank him, because he was one of the key figures in making the CMS, the Center for Metropolitan Studies, possible. It takes a lot of work to get funding from any organization to do something as complicated as this, and we're truly grateful to the CMS for funding it, and I want to reiterate again Margaret's thanks. We'll be reiterating these thanks throughout the conference, especially to Katja Susner. I don't know where Katja is, but somewhere in here, who's one of the key organizational figures within the Center for Metropolitan Studies, who did really the bulk of the legwork for this particular conference. Let me say something briefly about the format for the day, and then we'll plunge right into the panels. So basically, the panels for the day have either three or four people on each panel. In either scenario, each person has been given 15 minutes to give a presentation. It's not a lot of time, but we want to leave time for discussion. In panels that have three people, we've left 30 minutes for discussion. In panels that have four people, we've left 40 minutes for discussion. So we're going to try to stick to the schedule as best we can. Peter Marcuse's work, to which this conference is a tribute, resonates with so many different fields of urban studies. And in putting the conference together, it was really, really hard to figure out what to include and what to exclude. And Margaret and I are painfully aware of the limitations of this conference in terms of what we have excluded. And we struggled with this, and we've put together, I think, a set of panels that address, from our point of view, key issues in critical urban studies, but we're aware of the exclusions. I mean, just to name a couple up front, and hopefully we can discuss further what's missing from this, in addition to what this contributes. Most of the panels focus on the global north, for one thing. And that's a serious problem, a kind of U.S.-European focus. Obviously, the issues are global. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. We can save self-critique for maybe the end of the conference. Margaret, have I left out anything? I think maybe that's it. Yeah, we're gonna try to do a conference book, and we're thinking about how to structure that and where to publish it. But the conference participants submitted really terrific papers to this conference, and we're very energized about them. So we hope to present them in a synthetic form in a book at some point after the conference. So stay tuned on that. Maybe one other thing just about the structure of the panels. I didn't say anything about that. So we're sort of moving from the abstract to the concrete. There are a lot of different ways to do this. But as you'll see when you look at the program, the first couple of panels really deal with questions of the legacies of critical urban theory, the nature of critical theory and critical urban theory more generally. Then we move towards a series of macro engagements with processes of urban restructuring around the world and their implications for everyday life, for patterns of social exclusion. And then above all, tomorrow, we shift towards the more activist side of this conference, looking at possibilities for radical social transformation, social movement dynamics, openings for change. So that's the structure of the conference, and we'll conclude with a final roundtable in which we try to have a more general discussion of open questions, missing links, ways forward. I should just say that there's... Oh, okay. We're videotaping it. So are we going to post the videos? Anyway, we haven't decided that part yet. So, okay, without further ado, I want to just briefly introduce the three panelists for the first session and turn it over to them. And these are going to be really brief introductions because I assume people have seen the conference website and these eminent scholars are already familiar to you. We'll begin with David Harvey from CUNY, who will talk about the right to the city. Then we'll move to Roger Kyle from York University, who will talk about risk, vulnerability, politics, the political ecology of the global city. And then finally, Kanishka Gunawardena from University of Toronto, who will talk about urban studies, critical theory, and radical politics. So without further ado, let's welcome David Harvey.